have three different types of agents stored here in the Madison County at the Bluegrass Army Depot. They consist of mustard agent, which is a blistering agent, and two types of central nervous system agents, sarin or GB, the agents that are alleged to have been used in Syria on August 21st. And its more lethal cousin, VX agent, which is one of the most lethal chemicals ever produced by man.
So talk about what's so deadly about these chemicals.
Well, they're, if you think about them in terms of their pesticides for humans, they directly impact the central nervous system of those exposed, either through inhalation or skin contact. VX agent, as I said, is one of the most lethal compounds ever produced. A droplet on someone's skin, they use an average soldier as the model for the effect of it. A 180-pound soldier with a droplet would take about 3 minutes to cause fatality in that individual.
Give us an idea, if you would, of just how much sarin and VX we have stored in Kentucky.
Well, collectively, with if you include the mustard, the VX, and the sarin or GB, we have 523 tons of agent that are contained or weaponized, if you will, in almost 102,000 weapons. So each weapon has a certain amount of agent contained in the weapon. And there's about 110 tons of VX and about 300 tons of GB or sarin, and the remainder is mustard agent.
Talk about how these weapons are stored at the Bluegrass Army Depot and what measures are taken to ensure safety of the people around.
Well, there's a very robust security regime over there. In fact, the area that's called the Chemical Limited Area has signs posted all around it that it is a shoot-to-kill area should it be intruded upon. Inside that double razored fence that has security patrols going around it 24/7, along with electronic surveillance and other means of security. There are igloos that are concrete, earth-covered igloos in which are contained the various weapons. Each agent type and each weapons type is stored separately from the other agent types and weapons types. The igloos themselves are monitored regularly to see if there's any leaks. There have been several hundred leakers over the years since they were brought here, but none of that material has escaped from the igloo, as historically noted. The important point associated with leakers is that there's been no trend that the number of leakers increase over time. So due to manufacturing lots and different considerations, you might have, and we have had, more leakers, for example, in a year in the 90s than we've had in the 2000s. So that indicates that it's not a question of chronic deterioration of these things that's causing these leaks. It's usually some sort of manufacturing flaw in one or the other of the weapons.
Well, there's a plant under construction right now, we understand, that is solely going to be responsible for disposing of these weapons. Talk a little bit about that project, if you would.
The facility is approximately 72% complete with construction. It's a neutralization-based approach rather than a combustion-based approach, both of which have been used at various sites around the country. And we anticipate that the operations will begin around 2020 and end around 2023. That's the official Pentagon schedule projections for completion of operations.
Well, since these nerve agents are so deadly, how do humans go about disposing of them?
Well, what happens is the rounds are shipped from the storage area to the disposal facility in a huge container that is negatively pressurized, and then the air in that container is sampled prior to opening up the container in the demil facility, the disposal facility. If it's an all clear and there's no agent has leaked during transport, those weapons are taken out of the containers and put on a conveyor belt that sends them into an explosive containment area where the walls are a foot and a half thick, and no explosion from any one of these rounds could breach that area. From that point on until the agents are neutralized, there's no human contact with the weapons themselves or the agent contained therein. And only after the agents have been neutralized is there any further contact with humans in the long-term process associated with disposal.
Do you think all the recent conversation on Syria has highlighted the need to get rid of these weapons?
Well, clearly, we've been on track for several decades now on our efforts to get rid of these things, even before we became party to the Chemical Weapons Convention, the international treaty which bans the manufacture or use of all of these types of materials. Clearly, we're anxious to get rid of them. We were always the last site of all of the weaponized sites in the United States to be scheduled for destruction, and now we're moving in that direction. We're confident that we're on the right track if we can keep the funding coming from Congress. I'd say we're in a very positive posture right now to get rid of these things relatively soon and eliminate the risks associated with them.
We've been speaking with Craig Williams, the Chemical Weapons Project Director at the Kentucky Environmental Foundation. I'm Lisa Autry.